Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
It's Tony Williams bringing us back. He was the lead singer for The Platters. That's from the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosser is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, couldn't do without him, author of the multiple award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, bobprosser.com. Check that website out. You'll thank me later. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the things that you're seeing out there in the marketplace among the CEOs that you're working with. And, you know, you were talking about people making hard decisions about the personnel. What I'm worried about, what I'm a little concerned about, Bob, is that they've got a sales team, maybe a sales manager, a VP of sales perhaps, and their sales aren't going well. They aren't getting enough sales, and they think it's because their salespeople or their sales management isn't working hard enough or isn't smart enough or whatever when they're asking them to fight a war with the wrong tools. And if they don't realize that what they're doing, they'll hire somebody who will fail again. What do you think?
That is so true. And those that get it understand they're missing something, and they're out there looking for, matter of fact, for any service providers that are listening, you know, they're looking for folks that can teach them some of these newer techniques that are working. And, you know, it's all about where's the customer pain, how to relate to that customer, how to relate to, here's a good one, Jim, your customer's customer. If you can, if you can do that really well, and you can have that dialogue, you can build some sort of conversation that may lead into possibilities with a new customer.
Help your customers, help their customers, and if you get good at it, you can help them help that the third customer.
It's really powerful.
It's powerful.
But it's a change. It's a mind shift for some, Jim, and it's as wide as the Grand Canyon. And some folks just can't get
there. They can't make the transition, can they?
They can't make it.
And they're the ones, and I'm sorry to say this, but they're the ones who have to go.
And they are the ones that are getting squeezed right now. Their numbers aren't there.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, at the end of the day, right, sales is one of those black and white things. Either we did it or we didn't.
Would you agree with me that the actual process of selling people, once you get in there and they know you and they've invited you to be there, you've got a reason to be there and they're anticipating possibly doing business with you. Once you get to that point, the selling process hasn't changed all that much. But getting in the door, getting through the door, the prospecting part, that's what's changed the most, isn't it?
Yeah, I love your perspective on that. You've got that dialed in really tightly. It's exactly the issue. It's how do you get out? How do you get in front of all the noise that's out there and actually get time on anybody's schedule anymore, which is incredibly difficult, whether it be a phone call or even the stop-by visits are almost out of vogue completely.
Yep.
If you don't have an appointment now, you just don't get to see people. And the question then becomes one, when I do get to see them, what do I say?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got one shot. And they've got three competitors that also signed in on the sheet at the front desk.
Yep.
So I've got to make the best of it because once you get their attention and they listen to you and begin to believe you, the selling process is the way it's always been. It's called relationships and what can we get done together to make my pain go away. But how do you break through the noise of everybody else saying, I do that too?
Yep.
And that's the biggest challenge.
And that's where the old stuff has to be blended with the new stuff, like LinkedIn, like digital referrals, like using the new tools, but also blending that in with the classic prospecting, elbow grease and shoe leather stuff.
Still got to do all that.
And the old heads who can't make the transition, they still think picking up the phone and dialing people they don't know works.
Oh, yeah, I've got one that says all you got to do is go by, drop off some donuts, and eventually they'll place an order because that's what they always did. I said, those days are gone.
That's right.
You can't train your salespeople to do that anymore. First of all, you couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get very serious about understanding and speaking the lingo of your customer and understand the pain, the things that keep them up at night, And folks, the ones that just can't do it, and I know we try hard, and I know we try to train them, but sometimes you just can't grow height.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to make some tough changes on your team to get you to where you have to be. It's like the old Fram commercial, pay me now or pay me later.
Well, and it's this is really hard for small businesses. Because as you said earlier, you know, some of these people may have been with you from the beginning.
Well, they have been.
Yeah.
You know, I'm facing that right now. I've got a couple, an owner, husband-wife team, and they're talking about their most senior guy and how he just can't seem to step up to this new age, and he's fallen behind, and their numbers are showing it.
He's probably resisting them, too.
You know, he is, and he doesn't want to. You can tell he's trying so hard.
He's frustrated, isn't he?
Completely. Completely. And, you know, Jim,
It's sad.
You know, but are you going to deal with reality, or are you going to take the poor results? I guess it's your choice.
Well, it's just like 120 years ago, the same guy who said, I'm not going to pick up a telephone. That's not how we do business.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's the same kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, look at them now.
I'm not going to hook up. I'm not going to hook my plow up to the tractor. I'm going to use my mules.
Yeah, that gets you by for a couple of months and maybe a year, but eventually people catch up to you and they say you can't do that anymore. Not here anyway.
BobProsen.com, P-R-O-S-E-N is the website, folks. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. It's won three, count them, three awards. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.